They concluded that the UBX in a shrimp-like ancestor must have mutated into the fruit fly version that now suppresses leg development. And maybe it did. But McGinnis and his colleagues did not reduce the number of legs in a shrimp, which is what supposedly happened in the course of evolution. Furthermore, even if they had shown how ancient shrimp lost a few legs, their experiment would not have even begun to explain how a water-dwelling shrimp-like animal could acquire the ability to breathe air and fly. Evo-Devo advocates have not given up, though. In a 2005 book titled The Plausibility of Evolution, Harvard's Mark W. Kirshner and Berkeley's John C. Gerhardt argued that regulatory changes in DNA could make it easy for animals to evolve. They wrote that if such changes could be experimentally produced in a laboratory test animal, then doubters would have to admit the plausibility of Darwinism. They concluded, such experiments are just now becoming feasible. Yet Kirshner and Gerhardt cited only one such experiment. When a severe drought killed most of the finches on an island in the Galapagos in 1977, biologists observed that the survivors had, on average, slightly larger beaks. In 2004, a research team reported that Galapagos finches with larger beaks have more of a protein called BMP4 in their embryos. When the researchers experimentally altered the amount of BMP4 in chicken embryos, they found changes in the shapes of the embryos' beaks, though BMP4 has other effects as well. The researchers concluded that changes in BMP4 may have contributed to the beak changes in Galapagos finches, though they did not produce a breed of chickens with modified beaks, much less a new species of finch. Neither did the 1977 drought. When the rains returned, the average beak size reverted to normal. So Evo-Devo has provided us with evidence that regulatory changes in DNA can affect embryo development, but the results are always either trivial, BMP4, or harmful, UBX. Disabled fruit flies with extra wings or missing legs have taught us something about developmental genetics, but nothing about evolution. All of the evidence points to one conclusion. No matter what we do to a fruit fly embryo, there are only three possible outcomes: a normal fruit fly, a defective fruit fly, or a dead fruit fly. Not even a horse fly, much less a horse. When the evidence is against you, find a Darwinist for a lawyer. It is only by semantic tricks and subjective selection of evidence, by bending the facts of nature, that one can argue that the early embryo stages of vertebrates are more alike than their adults. William Ballard, Bioscience, 1976. A Book You're Not Supposed to Read. Why is a Fly Not a Horse? By Giuseppe Sermonti, Seattle, Washington, Discovery Institute Press, 2005. This book is continued on Disc 2.